Alex takes out his phone and steps back. Let me get a picture of you with it. I pop the door open and prop my foot up, striking a pose. Immediately, Alex starts to crouch. Alex, no, not from below.
Sorry, he says. Forgot how weird you are about that.
I'm weird? I say. You take pictures like a dad with an iPad. If you had glasses on the end of your nose and a UC Bearcats t-shirt on, you'd be indistinguishable. He makes a big show of holding the phone up as high as possible. What, and now we're going for that early 2000s emo angle? I say. Find a happy medium. Alex rolls his eyes and shakes his head, but snaps a few pictures at a semi-normal height, then comes to show them to me. I legitimately gasp when I see the last shot, and grab for his arm the same way he must have latched onto the octogenarian he rode next to on the flight.
What?
He says. You have portrait mode.
I do, he agrees.
And you used it, I point out.
Yes.
How do you know how to use portrait mode?
Wow, he deadpans. I've missed this so much. I'm sorry, I say. I'm impressed. You've changed.
I hurry to add, not in a bad way. I just mean, you are not a person who relishes change. He shrugs and takes the car keys from my hands, rounding out the Aspire to open its rear door.
Maybe I am now, he says.
He tosses our bags into the back and slams it shut.
I thought we were joking, but now I'm not so sure.
Hey! I reach for his elbow as he's walking past. He stills, eyebrows lifting. There's a knot of pride caught up in my throat, stopping up the words that want to come out. But it was pride that tore our friendship up the first time, and I'm not going to make that mistake again. I'm not going to not say things that need to be said, just because I want him to say them first.
What?
Alex says. I swallow the knot down. I'm glad you didn't change too much. He stares at me for a beat. And then is it my imagination, or does he swallow too?
You too,
he says, and touches the end of a wave that's come loose from my ponytail to fall along my cheek. Touches it so lightly I can barely feel it at the scalp, and the delicate motion sends a tingle down my neck.
And I like the haircut.
My cheeks warm. My belly, too. Even my legs seem to heat a couple degrees. You learned how to use a new feature on your phone and I got a haircut? I say. Watch out for us now, world.
Radical transformation, Alex agrees.
A true glow up.
The question is, have you gotten any better at driving?
I arch an eyebrow and cross my arms. Have you?